Angèle Dubois, it's so wonderful to chat with you today, as your name is such a familiar name in our studios. I feel like I'm often on the air saying, you know, and now for a performance from violinist Angèle Dubois. So it's great to chat with you. And also, as a fellow Canadian, it's great to have you joining us today.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure.
So I immediately want to jump into your new album called The Pulsations. So this album, in the description, it says that a pulsation marks time. It infuses its rhythm in it and also invokes the heart. So why was that the perfect tagline for this particular album?
Well, what first came the repertoire. You know, I always go and reach for the repertoire. For this album, I went hunting for music that is actual, of course, and in the present, really. So, and I was looking also for those unique signatures, you know. And after choosing all the works and the composers, I sat down and I thought, okay, how I'm going to call this project? I always like to give a title to project. So and then I thought of the pulsation. Pulsations, yes, it infuses, you know, it marks time. Those unique signature, you know, all those composers, they mark time, but they mark our time. And of course, pulsation, it's same word in French, so that was another good reason for it. I should say that my recording company was very, very pleased when I said, well, I have a word that will be good in French and good in English. But so what I was going to say is all those composers, you know, there's a pulsation in their music. And when I say that it also evokes the heart, you know, their music came to me because, you know, I always make my choice with coup de cœur. You know, when I feel that I have something special to say, to tell about the music, then it pushed me to share it with the public, you know. Of course, the public is my raison d'être as a musician. So it's, and I deeply think that music is for everybody. So doing this portrait of works of minimalist influence, we know that all composers today gravitating around the minimalist movement bring us a music of inner calm and really impressive depth. So and I think we all need in our stressful lives that kind of inner calm. So I do need, as a person and as a musician, for me to go through all those great composers, you know, it's a great feeling to know that I can still learn and realize that I can still widen my horizons after more than 40 years career. So I can widen my horizons with new repertoire of unique composer. So that's the reason the pulsation was born.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, speaking about, you know, over four decades of being in this business of creating art, I believe this is like your 43rd album?
44th.
44th album. I missed
yes,
one.
Yes, you're missing one.
Album. No, 44th album. For you, like this, I feel like you just mentioned this need to kind of create new conversations, new ideas. How do you describe that sense of creative process? And are you afraid that maybe one day it will kind of dwindle, or maybe the well will run dry as you're making, you know, your 44th album?
Well, I'm still really with my adrenaline and my passion. You know, it's of course a question of passion. Like I said, you know, yes, it's 44 album, yeah, but it means 44 more chances to share and make people discover new music and composers. So for 20 years, the first 20 years of my career, I was doing, you know, as a soloist, violinist, I was touring around the world, doing concertos with orchestra, recitals, some chamber music here and there. But now for 22 years, you know, in 1997, I founded this ensemble, which I call La Pietà. It's wonderful. It's top musicians. this instrument that I call La Pietà is the ultimate, you know, chamber music for me, because I can play around with all those sound, color of sound, you know, just like a painter, I have a palette of all the colors, and I can go through texture. So thinking of this, thinking of what I can do when with La Pietà, and of course I see my choice of repertoire with no limits of choice. That's a gift I gave to me a long time ago. So seeing all that, this picture, I'm just into it, and right now, you know, I'm already thinking of the 45th album, and I'm still, of course, doing concerts also on stage. But I think it's a question of passion. It start there. Yeah.
You mentioned, you know, not limiting your choice and how that was a gift you gave yourself. Was that different at any time before? Did you have to kind of learn that you didn't really have to limit your choices for the work that you wanted to pursue?
Well, you know, when I started, like I said, you know, when you do the typical, if I can say, you know, the classical career of a violinist, orchestras usually choose, you know, you send your list of 20 concertos or 25, and the rest of repertoire, and they choose, and they pick up the concerto they want. And there's a reason for that, because they have to do the programmation of their series. So when I started with La Pietà, that's where I wanted to pick up my repertoire from different eras, different style, and really seeing it with no limit of choice. And also, you know, I wanted to give also the opportunity to revisit some works. So you know, if you see in Pulsation, for example, this album, there's a lot of arrangement, orchestration, and I'm getting more and more implicated in the musical arrangement. But they are, what is important is they are made to measure, you know, custom made, if I can say, for La Pietà. So it's fantastic.
And then also on this album, there's a lot of film music, which, and then throughout your discography, there's a lot of film music, especially on this album. There's Craig Armstrong's score for the 2015 film Far From the Madding Crowd, Johan Johansson's work on The Theory of Everything. For you, do you think film scores maybe kind of bridge the gap between newer listeners to classical music and then those more, as you mentioned, traditional-based classical music fans?
Yeah, well, you know, in the 17th and 18th centuries, musical creators were supported by the opulent courts of Europe. But today, many of them write for the entertainment industry. So yes, for movie, cinema, for television, so great series, TV series, it's just wonderful. For video games, yeah, there's some music, very good music written for video games. So it allows those brilliant composers to live on their heart and produce works that will mark generations and the history of music.
And then right next to these film scores, there's beautiful pieces of music by Italian piano soloist and composer Ludovico Einaudi. How did that composition come about? Because he's featured the most on this album.
Well, in 2015, I released a complete album dedicated to Ludovico Einaudi. You know, it was a musical portrait with that music that captivates the listener. You know, Einaudi is a master of the melody and also a very, very prolific composer. So saying that I did this portrait in 2015, of course, I love playing his music. I went through listening to new, like I said, he's a very prolific composer. So I went I decided to include three of his works in this new album. So you have Leon Day Night and this powerful and extremely energetic piece called Chorus. So it was important for me also to, you know, to make this coup de chapeau, you know, just nod to Ludovico Einaudi, which is a composer that I went through, is that I met, of course, and I spoke. And that's something also, you know, something I should say. As a classical musician, you know, for so many years, I didn't have any line to call Mozart or Brahms or Chopin. Right. Or today, I can, you know, speak to Ludovico Einaudi, or I can speak to Jean-Michel Blais. It's a composer from Montreal, and it's a wonderful composer. He's a pianist. Also, I should say, I'm sure you find out that a lot of composers today are pianists. You know, they just go and they play with their piano and they compose and play their music on the piano. So Jean-Michel is one of them. And when I listen to a repertoire, I found out about Nostos, is a wonderful piece. And I went, you know, around a cup of coffee in the old port of Montreal last winter, and I spoke to Jean-Michel about my intention to adapting his piece Nostos for my string ensemble. So it's wonderful also as a musician to be able to reach and to speak with composer. I can give this example also of Alex Baranowski. He's a young composer that I discovered two, 3 years ago. And his music is just perfectly written for strings. And I met him. I was in Europe 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago. I was passing by London, and I know he's living in London. So I called him, and I said, well, can we have a coffee, a glass of wine, whatever, a beer? We're in London. whatever you want, but I would like to speak with you. And then this piece, Margot, that you hear from Alex Baranowski on the CD, well, it started, as a matter of fact, we drank a glass of wine, but around a glass of wine.
It must be the perfect way to have the sense of collaboration with the composer, to be able to meet with them face to face, and if you can, to chat about this music. I'm curious, did you have an opportunity to meet Johan Johansson before his unfortunate passing?
No, unfortunately. And but I've been listening to his music for years, and as a matter of fact, I started to, you know, to put before he died in 2018, too early, that's for sure. I had started already, you know, to put on a piece of paper, you know, many of his work, thinking, oh, maybe I should do a portrait on him. And then finally, you know, well, he unfortunately left us too early at the age of 48.
Very young, and it was quite shocking. And that's why I was so pleased to see the addition of his work on The Theory of Everything on the soundtrack, because it's just such a beautiful score, and I was such a fan of his work.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You've mentioned La Pietà a few times, and as we close up the interview, want to talk about that ensemble, because it is an all-female ensemble. Mm-hmm. And during the time that you were creating that ensemble, was that a groundbreaking idea? And why was it so important for you to make sure that you were working with an all-female cast?
Okay, we have to go back in 1996 or something like this, and I had this project of recording Vivaldi concertos, and I wanted to do it the way it was done at that time. So me playing the solo, the violin, but also conducting at the same time. I knew a great string orchestra in Montreal, but they were all coming with a conductor. So I was afraid to call for the orchestra without the conductor. So I thought, well, why not? Why not putting, you know, names on a piece of paper and form my own orchestra? So it started, you know, I'll put 3-4 names. And then I realized after the 3-4 names, the first name I put on the piece of paper, they were women. And then came the idea, can I go up to, I needed 12 for the So the number of players is dictated by the music. So I needed 12 at that time for this this project, 12 players. And I went very easily up to 12. And here's Pieta was born. You know, we started with this project. And, you know, passion, top musician, passion woman. And it started with this project, but very, very, very soon, you know, after few concerts, I knew this was my new way of sharing music with the audience.
I love the idea, things that you've talked about, of not limiting your own choice and kind of being your own creative force within your own work, being able to conduct your own ensemble and collaborate with the composers that you work with. So, Angèle Dubois, thank you so much for joining us today here on Classical Conversations. And I'm really excited about this new album, Pulsations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.